仍会信息日立约的日子。 Message 1 The Day of Covenant。
今天早上我自己有一个很强烈的感觉。
This morning I have a strong feeling。
就是弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前是一群实在非常蒙恩的人。
That indeed before God we are truly blessed people。
在我们整个的人生的岁月里面，
In our entire life，
我们是一群神所爱的人。
We are people whom God loves，
神所恩待的人。
That God shows favor to，
在我们一生的岁月里面。
And all the days of our lives，
我和弟兄姊妹肯定讲一句说话。
I can say you with assurance，
无论你过去、现在、将来，
Whether it's your past, present and future，
在什么境况里面都好，
No matter what situation you are in，
紧紧记住神施恩的手一直看顾引领我们。
Surely remember this， God's gracious hands has always been with us and taking care of us，
包括在今次的营会里面，
Including this camp，
我们在地上聚集，
When we are gathering on earth，
但慈爱的天父坐在天上荣耀的宝座上，
But our merciful heavenly father is sitting enthroned on his glory in the heavens，
他正在察看我们，
He is looking at us，
他正在聆听我们，
He is listening to us，
他亦都纪念我们，
And he remembers us，
在神面前所作的一切。
What we do before him。
在这个时候我想请大家打开圣经看一段的经文。
At this time let us open our Bibles to read the passage。
再一次肯定我们。
And once again to give us the assurance。
再一次确立我们。
Once again to give us the affirmation。
我们在神面前是一群何等蒙福的人。
That indeed how blessed we are before God。
在以西结书34章11到13节。
Ezekiel chapter 34Verses 11 to 13.
我们先将这段经文读出来先。
Let's read together.
主耶和华如此说，看啊，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊，我必照样寻找我的羊。这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处，我必从那里救回他们来。我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土，也必在以色列山上、一切溪水旁边、境内一切可居之处牧养他们。
For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them.So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give our praises and thanks to you.
天父，你为我们预备了今次的聚会。
Heavenly Father, you have prepared this gathering for us.
是因为你亲自地寻找我们。
It is because you yourself came to seek us.
牧养我们。
To shepherd us.
天父，我们愿将这段时间交托给主。
Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you.
愿主圣洁的宝血再一次涂抹洗净我们一切的罪污。
May the precious blood of the Lord once again cleanse our sins and transgressions.
愿主圣洁的宝血再一次遮盖我们。
May the precious blood of the Lord once again cover us.
愿主真理的圣灵引导我们进入神的真理当中。
May the Spirit of Truth Himself guide us into the truth.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
在主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.弟兄姊妹，留意刚才我们所读一段经文。
Brothers and sisters, please note the passage that we just read.
头两个字是看。
The two words are behold.
意思就是神要将我们的心怀意念去回到神自己的话语当中。
It means that God wants us to turn our minds and hearts to him.
去清楚看见神的恩典、神的应许。
To clearly to see God's blessings and his promises.
不单止应验在旧约的以色列民族身上。
Not only are the promises fulfilled in the people of Israel.
亦都应验在我们身上。
But also they will fulfill on us.
刚才如果大家有留意经文里面的内容呢，
If you have taken notice of the content of the passage.
里面的重点放在神去 救回我哋。
The focus is on the rescue of God.
寻找我哋。
And to seek us.
领出我哋。
And to gather us.
引导我哋。
And to bring us out.
亦都牧养我哋。
And then pasture us.
顶住会换句话讲。
In other words,
今次嘅营会
，this camp，
唔单止系耶和华以勒嘅神为我哋丰富嘅预备。
Not only is a rich provision from the Lord Jireh.
虽然喺个过程当中，我哋面对好多属灵嘅争战。
Although during the process we have faced a lot of spiritual attacks，
亦都面对好多嘅难阻。
And also we have faced a lot of hindrances。
但系神定义要藉著呢个营会
，But God has determined that through this camp，
亲自嚟寻找我哋
，to seek us Himself，
亲自嚟救回我哋
，to rescue us Himself，
亲自嚟领出我哋
，and He Himself will take us out，
亲自嚟引导我哋
，and He will guide us，
亦都亲自嚟牧养我哋
，and He Himself will pasture us。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋喺神面前系一群非常蒙福嘅人。
Therefore, indeed, we are blessed people before God。
喺个营会当中咧
，during this camp，
表面上好似系传道人喺度讲论真理吓。
On the surface, it looks like it's the pastor talking about the truth。
但系必须提醒弟兄姊妹。
I must remind you, brothers and sisters.
神先系呢次营会真正嘅讲员。
God is the real speaker of this camp.
传道人只不过系一个工具，系一个器皿。
The pastor is only an instrument and a tool.
真正讲说话嘅系神自己。
The one who truly speaks is God Himself.
因为神定义透过呢个嘅营会咧。
Because God has determined that through this camp,
要寻找牧养一班佢所爱嘅人。
He will seek and shepherd those whom He loves，
成为主耶稣基督贵重的器皿，
to become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ。
这个是神的心意在我们身上，
This is God's will on us。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望在今次的营会当中，
Therefore I hope that during this camp，
我们一同被神去建立，
We can be built up by God，
一同去被神牧养，
We can be shepherded by God，
一同被神去造就，
And we can be edified by God，
成为主耶稣基督手中贵重的器皿，
to become instrument for noble purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ。
在接下来这两天的营会的聚会当中，
in the coming gatherings in these 2 days，
我们会透过生命记的29-34-6 的经文，
through the 6 chapters of Deuteronomy from chapter 29-34，
去思想6个信息，
we will reflect on 6 messages，
分别是立约的日子，
The first one is the day of covenant，
蒙福的抉择，
The choice of blessings，
当刚强壮胆，
Be strong and courageous，
谨守与警醒，
And we have to keep watch and be self-controlled，
拯救与保护，
Salvation and protection，
以及作贵重的器皿，
And to be instruments for noble purposes。
当然在这里我自己会有一个盼望，
And I have this desire here，
就是盼望弟兄姊妹在进入营会之前，
That before coming to the camp，
已经好好将这六章的经文去读过，
That you have read diligently these 6 chapters，
真的好好的读过，
That you have studied diligently，
好好的看过，
And you have sincerely read them，
好好的思想过，
And also you have reflected on them，
已经真真实实将神的话藏在心里，
And you have truly hidden God's word in your heart，
因为在这个营会当中，如果真的要听到神的话，不是一件这么容易的事情，
Because it is not an easy thing for us to hear God's word duringThis camp.
今朝早上我们会进入第一个信息。
This morning we are going to start our first message.
就是立约的日子。
That is the day of covenant.
在这个时候我先会和大家看一看生命记的29章。
Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 29.
分别是第一节。
Verse
1. 和10-15.
And then verse 10 to 15.
我们先将几节经文读出来先。
Let's read together.
这是耶和华在摩押地吩咐摩西与以色列人立约的话，是在他和他们于何烈山所立的约之外。
These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb.
另外一段在第十节至到十五节。
The other passage is from verse 10 to 15.
我们都将它读出来。
Let us read together.
今日你们的首领、族长、长老、官长、以色列的男丁、你们的
妻子、
儿女和营中寄居的，以及为你们劈柴挑水的人，都站在耶和华你们的神面前，为要你顺从耶和华你神今日与你所立的约，向你所起的誓， 这样他要照他向你所应许的话，又向你亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，今日立你作他的子民，他作你的神。我不但与你们立这约、起这誓，凡与我们一同站在耶和华我们神面前的，并今日不在我们这里的人，我也与他们立这约、起这誓。
All of you are standing today in the presence of the Lord your God, your leaders and chief men, your elders and officials, and all the other men of Israel, together with your children and your wives, and the aliens living in your camps, who chop your wood and carry your water. You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with the Lord your God, a covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing with an oath, to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God as he promised you and as he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant with its oaths, not only with you, who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here today.
弟兄姊妹留意刚才所读的两段经文呢?
Brothers and sisters, if you have noticed the two scriptures that we just read,
是神再一次与以色列民族立约。
This is an instance of God entering into another covenant with the Israel people.
神第一次同以色列人立约喺出埃及记嘅第十九章。
The first time when God entered into a covenant with Israelites was in Exodus chapter 19.
今次系四十年之后。
Now is 40 years later.
当我哋准备要进入流奶与蜜之地神嘅应许地嘅时候。
When they were going to enter the promised land of God, the land flowing with milk and honey.
神再一次与佢嘅选民立约。
Once again, God entered into a covenant with his chosen people.
当中提了一个词汇。
He mentioned one word.
不单止同以色列人立约。
Not only did he make a covenant with the Israelites.
更加提到今日。
But also he mentions today.
弟兄姊妹，这段经文对我们就非常之宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is very precious for us.
我们在神面前同样是被拣选的族类。神圣洁国度的子民。
Before God, we are also the chosen people. We are the people of God's holy nation.
神同样要与我们立约。
Similarly, God is going to enter into a covenant with us.
亦都不在其他的时间。
And not at other times.
可能就是今日。
Perhaps it's today.
可能是今次的营会。
Perhaps it's this camp.
换句话，在我们人生当中每一个时段。
In other words, in any time in our life.
任何一日的日子。
Any time and any day,
神都盼望同我哋立约。
God wants to make a covenant with us.
所以第一个营会嘅信息定咗个题目系立约嘅日子。
Therefore, the first message of our camp is the day of covenant.
但当我哋讲论到同神立约嘅时候咧
，But when we talk about entering into a covenant with God,
我哋必须要了解神与人立约呢方面嘅真理。
First of all, we must understand the truth about God entering into a covenant with people.
如果大家有好好喺《生命记》嘅二十九章嘅时候咧
，If you have read Deuteronomy chapter 29 carefully,
大家会发觉有三组嘅词汇。
You will notice there are three groups of words.
不断重复出现。
They appear repeatedly.
呢三组词汇，第一组系立约。
The first group of words is covenant.
曾经出现。
It appears seven times.
第二组的词汇是看见。
The second word is seeing with your own eyes.
同样出现七次。
Similarly, it appears seven times.
第三组词汇是今日。
The third group is today.
同样出现七次。
Similarly, appears seven times.
总数一共是二十一次。
Altogether, 21 times.
大家知道七是一个完全的数字。
You all know that seven is a representation of complete.
换句话讲，在《生命记》二十九章里面呢
，In other words, in Deuteronomy chapter 29,
神启示的焦点就放在这三组的词汇身上。
The focus of God's revelation is in these three groups of words，
就是立约
，making a covenant，
看见
，seeing，
同埋。今日
and today,
这三组的词汇呢
these three groups of words,
就跟我们怎样能够与神立约息息相关
is pertinent to how we make a covenant covenant with God.
从这三组词汇里面，我们引申了三方面与神立约宝贵的真理。
From these three groups of words, we can see three aspects of truth of God.
第一方面是立约的神。
The first aspect is the God of covenants.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果这个神不是一个立约的神
，Brothers and sisters, if God is not a God of covenants,
你同我根本冇机会与神立约。
You and I surely have no opportunity to enter into a covenant with God.
但系呢个神的的确确系一个立约嘅神。
But surely this God is the God of covenants.
第二方面系乜嘢咧
？What is the second aspect?
就系亲眼看见。
Seeing with your own eyes.
神盼望我哋同佢立约嘅时候咧
，God hopes that when we enter into a covenant with Him，
唔系出于头脑知识上嘅认同
，It's not through cognitive process of our mind，
唔系一时嘅感性
，It's not through sentiments，
唔系一时嘅冲动
，It's not because of emotions，
唔系一时嘅情绪反应
，But it'snot an emotional reaction.
神盼望我们与祂立约的时候呢
God hopes that when we enter into a covenant with Him,
是因为我们亲眼看见神
It's because we see Him with our own eyes.
亲眼看见神的作为
We see with our own eyes the deeds of God.
亲眼看见神的恩典
We see with our own eyes the grace of God.
这样立约就很有意思了
Then it's meaningful when we enter into a covenant with God.
最后呢神更加要提醒我们
At the end, God also reminds us
就是把握今日
seize the opportunity of today
机会过去了之后呢
after the opportunity is gone
可能不知道要等到几时
we don't know when it will come again
甚至乎再没有机会
or perhaps there will be no more opportunity
所以今早早上在这个营会第一次的信息里面呢
therefore in the first message of this camp
我们思想的焦点就在三方面
the focus of our thoughts is in this
是关乎与神立约的真理
these are the truths about entering into a covenant withGod.
第一方面立约的神
The first aspect, the God of covenants
第二方面
The second aspect
亲眼看见
Seeing with your own eyes
第三方面
The third aspect
把握今日
Seize the opportunity today
我们先来跟大家思想立约的神
Let us first of all put our thoughts on the God of covenants
好像我刚才和弟兄姊妹讲过
As what I have said just now
立约这个词汇在生命记的29章总共出现七次
The word covenant appears seven times in Deuteronomy chapter 29
在第一节第九节第十二节
In the NIV Bible is chapter 1, 9, 12
亦都在第十四节第十五节和二十五节
14, 21, 25
总数出现七次
Seven times altogether
如果弟兄姊妹细心看这些经文的时候呢
If you read these verses carefully
我们会掌握一个非常非常宝贵的真理
Then we can grasp a very precious truth
就是神不单只是为圣洁公义仁爱信实的神
That God is not onlyHoly, righteous, merciful, faithful God.
神不单只是一位天地的主，天地的神。
Not only is He the Lord and God of heaven and earth.
神更加是一位愿意与祂所爱的人立约的神。
More so, He is the God who is willing to make covenants with man.
如果弟兄姊妹好好睇成本新旧约圣经的时候呢
If you read the Bible carefully, the Old and New Testaments.
弟兄姊妹一定会发觉。由创世以来直到而家
Then you surely will discover from the creation of the world until now
直到主荣耀再来
until the glorious second coming of the Lord
神喜悦与祂所爱的人立约
God likes to make covenants with those whom He pleased
其实一开手的时候神已经与亚当夏娃立约
In the beginning, God made a covenant with Adam and Eve
跟着我们看到神和挪亚立约
And then we can see that God made a covenant with Noah.
跟住我哋睇到神同亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立约。
Then we see that God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
跟住我哋睇到神同摩西同约书亚立约。
Then we can see that God made a covenant with Moses and Joshua.
神亦都同以色列人立约。
God also made a covenant with the Israelites.
神同大卫立约。
God made a covenant with David.
神同所罗门王立约。
God made a covenant with the King Solomon.
我哋睇圣经里面嘅记载嗬。
From the records of the Bible,
神特别在这个世界拣选了一些人。
God particularly chose some people in the world.
神呼召一些人。
God called some people.
神寻找一些人。
God came to seek some people.
神愿意同他们立下恩典的约。
God is willing to enter into a covenant of grace with them.
但当然弟兄姊妹，我哋觉得有一件好可惜嘅事情咧。
But there is something very regrettable.
就喺圣经记载咗好多嘅事例。
There are many examples recorded in the Bible.
好多嘅人或者民族咧。
Many people and many nations
都系喺神嘅约嗰度失落咗。
They fall from grace in the covenants of God.
因为佢哋离去咗神恩典嘅约。
Because they turned away from the covenants of grace with God.
以致亦都喺神嘅所应许嘅恩典当中失落。
Therefore, they were lost from the grace that God has promised.
但系弟兄姊妹，我哋同时又发觉一件事情。
But at the same time, we realize one thing.
神冇因为人嘅软弱。
Not because of man's weakness.
神冇因为人嘅背信弃义。
In spite of man's weakness and their ungratefulness.
佢放弃咗佢做事嘅原则。
That he would abandon the principles of his deeds.
我哋发现当道成肉身嘅主耶稣嚟到世间嘅时候咧。
Therefore, we can see that when the Word who became flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to the world.
我哋发觉呢位拯救嘅主，生命嘅主。
We can see that this Lord of salvation and Lord of life.
佢同样愿意与佢所爱嘅人立约。
Similarly, he is willing to enter into a covenant with those whom he loves.
如果当我哋好好睇圣经嘅时候咧
，If we read the Bible diligently,
我哋发觉主耶稣基督同佢所爱嘅人所立嘅约咧
，We can see that the covenants that the Lord Jesus Christ entered into with those whom he loved.
有关乎救恩嘅。
They are pertaining to salvation.
有关乎生命嘅。
Some of them are pertaining to life.
有关乎生活嘅。
And some of them are pertaining to the daily living.
有关乎侍奉嘅。
Some of them are pertaining to the service to God.
有关乎永恒嘅。
Or some are pertaining to eternity.
呢啲嘅恩典嘅约主要包含四方面。
All these covenants of grace mainly include four aspects.
弟兄姊妹，边啲系与神立约嘅人
？Who are the people who enter into covenant with God?
就系每一个因信耶稣基督成为天父上帝儿女嘅人。
They become children of God because they believe in the grace of salvation.
立约嘅神定义喺呢个世代当中。与他所爱的神的儿女立约。
The God of covenant has determined with the children of God whom he makes covenant with.
这些的约有些已经实现了。
Some of these covenants have already been fulfilled.
有些正在实现。
Some of them are being fulfilled.
有些将来要实现。
And some of them are yet to be fulfilled.
但也有些是等待神所爱的人去回应而立约的。
Some of them will be fulfilled pending the response of Christian saints.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督与他所爱的人所立的约主要包含四方面。
Brothers and sisters, the covenants that the Lord entered into with us mainly include four aspects.
你有没有真的与神立约呢？
Have you ever entered into a covenant with God?
你有没有得到神恩典的约里面的应许呢？
Have you attained the promises in the covenants?
你有没有回应神所对你的呼召而立的约呢？
Have you responded to God's calling and entered into a covenant?
我们实在需要好好思想。
Indeed, we should think of them carefully.
但顶之会神和我们所立的第一个约，
The first kind of covenant that God enters into with us
是宝血的约。
It is the covenant of the precious blood.
如果顶之会有留意使徒保罗在哥林多前书十一章他引用主耶稣基督设立主餐的时候讲的一番说话。
If you have noticed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, when the Lord Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Communion, he said something.
其中一句说话。
And one of the statements being,
这杯是用我血所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant of my blood.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是当我们被圣灵感动光照的时候。
When we are enlightened and moved by the Holy Spirit.
当我们认罪悔改离开
When we truly repent and we turn away from sin,
当你接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主的时候，
When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior,
在那时候我们不单只是决志信主，
At that moment, not only are we converted to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
在那时候我们与主耶稣基督立下一个宝血的约，
At that time, we enter into a covenant of the precious blood with the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果大家有看希伯来书的第十三章的时候，
If you have read Hebrews chapter 13,
希伯来书的作者强调一件事情。
The author of the book Hebrews emphasized one thing.
这个不单止是宝血的约。
This is not only the covenant of the precious blood.
更加是永远宝血的约。
But this is also the blood of the everlasting covenant.
是一个永远宝血的约。
This is the everlasting covenant of the precious blood. precious blood.
弟兄姊妹，这个约你和我都立了。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have entered into this covenant.
已经实现了。
It has been fulfilled.
而且这个约是一个永不废弃的约。
And also, this covenant will never be revoked.
换句话，当我们真的一次重生得救的时候，
In other words, when we are saved by the grace of salvation and born again,
我们一定永远得救。
Then we surely are saved forever.
一日神的儿女，一生神的儿女。
God's children, in their entire life, they are God's children.
我们永远不会在神的救恩当中去失落。
We will never lose the salvation.
因为这个是永恒宝血的约。
Because this is the everlasting covenant of the precious blood.
你和我都是立约的人。
You and I are people who have entered into this covenant.
在神恩典的约里面。
And we are in the covenant of the grace of God.
第二方面的约是个正在实现的约。
The second aspect of the covenant are those that are being fulfilled.
不过当中有些条件性，
but some of them are conditional.
这个就是以马内利的约。
This is the covenant of Emmanuel.
弟兄姊妹知道耶稣基督的名字被称为以马内利。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that one of Jesus' name is Emmanuel.
以马内利翻译出来就是神与人同在。
The translation of Emmanuel is God with man.
神应许没撇下我们在地上成为孤儿。
God has promised that he will never leave us as orphans on earth.
他一次一次的应许，他要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Time and time again, he has promised he will be with us until the end of the age.
这个是以马内利的约。
This is the covenant of Emmanuel.
但这个约有条件性的。
But this covenant is conditional.
就是当我们愿意谨守遵行神的吩咐的时候。
When we are willing to submit and to obey this covenant.
当我们愿意尽心尽力尽性爱主我们的神的时候。
When we are willing to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength.
赐平安的神就必与我们同在。
Then the God of peace will surely be with us.
神的应许永不失落的。
God's promise will never fail.
但是弟兄姊妹，有时为什么会发觉好像我们见不到神的存在呢？
But brothers and sisters, sometimes why can't we see God's existence?
原因可能我们没有遵行神的话。
The reason is probably because we do not obey God's word.
又或者落在一些试探诱惑当中。
Or we may fall into some trials and temptations.
不是神离开我们。
It's not that God leaves us.
是我们离开神。
It's because we leave God.
当我们离开神的时候，
When we leave God,
属灵的事情就看不到。
We can't see spiritual things.
所以这个约是正在实现的。
Therefore, this covenant is being fulfilled.
就是几时你同神有一个亲密无间的关系的时候。
Whenever you have an intimate relationship with God.
这个约必定实现。
This covenant will certainly be fulfilled.
第三方面的约是将要实现的。
The third aspect of covenant are those that are yet to be fulfilled.
就是新天新地的约。
That is the covenant of the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督已经复活升天。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected. Into heaven.
他坐在天父上帝的右边。
He is sitting on the right hand of the heavenly father.
但是更加重要的，
But more importantly,
我们知道一件事情一定会发生的。
We know that one thing is surely going to take place.
就是主耶稣基督有一天要荣耀再来。
That one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come again in glory.
所以当在《使徒行传》第一章记载了耶稣基督升天的时候，
Therefore, in chapter 1 of the book of Acts recalls the incident when the Lord Jesus Christ was raised into heaven.
那班门徒看到耶稣基督升天。
The disciples could see that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised into heaven.
但当时有天使同他宣告。
At that time, the angels came to proclaim to them.
今日怎样耶稣基督升天？
How the Lord Jesus Christ was raised into heaven today.
有一日主耶稣同样要荣耀再来。
One day, the Lord Jesus Christ will come again in glory.
而去到启示录，耶稣基督更加清楚的宣告。
And also, in the book of Revelation, there is a very clear proclamation.
那是一次一次的宣告。
Time and time again, the Lord Jesus proclaims,
就是我必再来。
I will come.
耶稣基督讲完又讲。
He tells us time and time again,
我必再来。
I will surely come.
因为这个世界有一天一定要结束。
Because one day this world will end.
但是新天新地要降临在人间。
But the new heaven and new earth will descend into this world.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is our glorious hope.
神已经同我们立下这个新天新地的约。
God has already given us this covenant of the new heaven and new earth.
是一定实现的。
This will surely be fulfilled.
必定实现的。
And it will certainly be fulfilled.
第四方面的约是什么呢？
What is the fourth aspect of covenant?
是等待一班神的儿女回应主耶稣基督的爱的约。
This is the covenant of responding to the love of the Lord.
其实记载了在约翰福音的21章15到17节。
It is in John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17.
其实那几节经文大家很熟悉。
You are all familiar with these verses.
就是主耶稣基督问约翰的儿子西门彼得。
That is, the Lord Jesus Christ asked this question to John's son Simon.
你爱我比这些更深么？
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我么？
Do you love me?
你爱我么？
Do you love me?
顶住耶稣基督这几个问题。
Brothers and sisters, these questions from the Lord Jesus Christ
不是单止向使徒彼得发出。
Was not only for the Apostle Peter.
而在历世历代直到如今。
But throughout all generations and all ages until now.
神不住不住向他所爱的儿女发出。
God has been asking this question to his children.
究竟你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
为什么耶稣基督要发出一次一次这样的呼召呢？
Why does the Lord Jesus Christ ask this question time and time again?
因为这个回应主爱的约呢？
Because the covenant of responding to the love of God
导致到我们愿意甘心乐意与神立约
causes us to be willingly enter into this covenant with the Lord
作主耶稣基督贵重的器皿
to be instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
在神的家里面。
In the house of God.
有金器银器。
There are articles of gold and silver.
亦都有木器瓦器。
And articles of wood and clay.
有贵重的。
Some are for noble purposes.
有卑贱的。
And some for ignoble.
有圣洁的。
Some are holy.
有不洁的。
Some are filthy.
有合乎主用的。
Some are suitable for the master's use.
有不合主用的。
Some are not suitable for the master's use.
但是神定义要每一个神的儿女。
But God has purposed that every one of God's children
都成为圣洁合乎主用的贵重的器皿。
To become instruments of, for noble purposes suitable for the master's use.
但是有一个先决条件。
But there is a prerequisite.
神从来没有勉强人。
God never wants us to do something that we don't want to.
神将这个恩典的约放在每一个神的儿女面前。
God gives this covenant of grace before our eyes.
但是神不想人同神立约的时候呢，只是出于一些言语的舌头上。
But God doesn't want that we only enter into covenant with Him by words only.
或者头脑知识上。
Or only as a result of head knowledge.
或者一时的感性上。
Or just because of our sentiments.
神乃要人基于回应基督的爱而与神立约。
God wants us to enter into the covenant because of our response to the love of Christ.
所以如果要作主贵重器皿的起步点是什么呢？
Then what is the starting point of being instruments for noble purposes of the Lord?
是愿意回应主耶稣基督的爱的呼召。
That is the willingness to respond to the calling of love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主曾舍命为你。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given his life for us.
主血曾经为你流出。
He has shed his blood for us.
为你为我主命曾舍。
For you and for me, he has given up his life.
这个是事实。
This is true.
因为主已经同我们立下宝血之约。
Because God has already made this covenant of precious blood with us.
但是弟兄姊妹，你愿意爱主吗？
But brothers and sisters, are you willing to love the Lord?
不是口头上唱一首的诗歌。
It's not only singing a hymn with our mouths.
乃是从心灵诚实里面回应。
But to respond in spirit and in truth.
我自己相信在我们在座当中很多弟兄姊妹，可能他的心 已经是回应。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters among us today, you have responded in your heart.
主，我愿意爱你。
Lord, I'm willing to love you.
但是一个很奇特的地方。
But there is something very strange.
生命记不单止记载了立约这个词汇。
The book of Deuteronomy does not only record the word covenant.
生命记同时出现了看见这个词汇。
And also in this chapter, there is the word seeing.
为什么会这样？
Why is it like that?
因为神盼望我们在与神立约之前，
because God hopes that before entering into the covenant with Him,
先有亲眼看见神。
First of all, we see God with our own eyes.
看见神的恩典，看见神的作为。
We see the grace of God and the deeds of God.
这样的立约就有根有基。
And in this way, when we make the covenant, then it's based on a sound foundation.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候同大家看一段的经文。
Brothers and sisters, let us read a passage.
新约圣经以弗所书第一章第十七到第十九节。
It's from the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 1.Verses 17 to 19.
这几节经文讲论到使徒保罗为每一个神的儿女去祷告。
This is a prayer of the Apostle Paul for God's children.
求神的灵感动我们，光照我们。
He asks for the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to move us.
用属灵的心眼看见神的恩典。
So that we can see God's grace with our spiritual eyes.
我们一起将这几节经文读出来先。
And let's read together.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.The power is like the working of his mighty strength.
弟兄姊妹，如果大家细心睇完呢几节经文呢，
Brothers and sisters, if you read these verses carefully,
大家会明白嗬。
You will understand.
点解《生命记》二十九章先讲立约七次？
Why chapter 29 of Deuteronomy first of all talks about covenant seven times?
跟住要提到看见七次。
And then it mentions about seeing seven times.
看见呢个词汇呢？出现在《生命记》二十九章的二三四节。
The word seeing appear in the NIV version of Deuteronomy chapter 29 verses 2-4.
跟着在十七节同埋廿二节、廿三节、廿四节。
And then verses 17, 22, and 23.
神讲完再讲。
God talks about this time and time again.
当你睇到使徒保罗嘅祷告嘅时候，我哋就明白。
Then you will understand when you see the prayer of the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗系一个蒙召嘅使徒。
The Apostle Paul responded to the calling of Christ.
他是一个与神立约的使徒。
He was an apostle who entered into a covenant with God.
他很清楚知道一件事。
He clearly knew one thing.
如果当我们与神立约的时候呢？
If we enter into a covenant with God.
如果只是出一时的感性的时候呢？
If it's because of our sentiments.
只是出于一时的冲动的话呢？
Or our emotions.
这样的立约缺乏了根基。
Then this kind of entering into covenant lacks a foundation.
随着时间或者环境的改变的时候呢，
And with the change of circumstances and the passing of time,
很容易人就会离弃了这个约的。
It's easy for men to turn away from the covenant.
事实上在整个教会的历史出现了这种情况。
As a matter of fact, this situation has happened throughout the history of the church.
很多基督圣徒曾经一次一次同神立约。
Many Christian saints entered into covenants with God time and time again.
亦都一次一次的离弃主。
And time and time again, they turned away from God.
点解呢？
Why?
因为在立约的时候，
Because at the time of entering into the covenant,
就缺乏了这个亲眼的看见。
They lack the event of seeing with their own eyes.
缺乏了用属灵的眼睛有属灵的看见。
They lack the experience of seeing with their spiritual eyes and the getting the spiritual insight.
如果你留意在使徒保罗的祷告当中提到三方面。
If you have noticed there are three aspects in Paul's prayer.
求赐人智慧启示的灵照明我们心中的眼睛。
And he asked for the spirit of truth to enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
第一件事是真知道他。
First of all, we truly know him.
换句话说弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意回应主的爱。
In other words,When we are willing to respond to the love of the Lord,
我们愿意与神立约。
We are willing to enter into the covenant with the Lord.
甘心乐意的，成为主耶稣基督贵重的器皿的时候呢？
We do it willingly to become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
先有第一个属灵的看见。
Then we have this first spiritual insight.
就是看见主。
That we can see God.
看见主是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say we see the Lord?
不是今天很多人所讲论的主耶稣基督。
It's not what people talk about Jesus Christ.
当你说看见主的时候，只有一个属灵的意义。
When you say you can see the Lord, there is only one spiritual meaning.
就是施洗约翰的宣告。
That is the proclamation of John the Baptist.
看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们回应神的爱的呼召的时候呢？
Therefore, if we respond to the calling of love from God,
必须有一个属灵的看见。
Then we should have the spiritual insight.
就是看见十字架的羔羊。
We can see the Lamb on the cross.
坦诚同弟兄姊妹讲。
To tell you frankly,
这个属灵的看见。
This spiritual insight
一定发生在每一个真正重生得救的神的儿女身上。
Certainly happens to everyone who is born again.
如果我们不是头脑知识相信主的话，
If we don't believe in the Lord merely from head knowledge,
如果我们不是头脑知识接受主的话，
If we don't receive the Lord merely because of head knowledge,
这个属灵的看见一定发生。
Then this spiritual insight should take place.
因为在我们蒙恩归主的时候，
Because at our conversion,
不是头脑知识上的认同一套。
We do not only agree to a set of theories,
那是圣灵大能的工作,
but it's the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
赐人智慧启示的灵,
the spirit of truth and of revelation and wisdom,
一定在我们蒙恩归主之后以后的一生岁月里面,
then certainly throughout our days of our life on earth,
能够不断不断看到十字架上曾经被杀羔羊,
enable us to continually see the Lamb of God who was slain.
世人看不到。
People in the world can't see it.
没有真正重生得救的基督徒看不到。
Those who are not truly born again cannot see it.
但神的儿女一定看到。
But God's children surely can.
可能在敬拜主的时候。
Or perhaps when you are worshipping the Lord.
可能在唱诗歌的时候。
Or when you are singing a hymn.
可能在祷告的时候。
Or during a prayer.
可能在灵修的时候。
Or when you're doing your daily devotion.
或者在人生某些境况的时候。
Or in certain circumstances in your life.
圣灵大能的工作一定在神的儿女身上做这个工作。
The mighty work of the Holy Spirit should happen on God's children.
属灵的生命曾经看见十字架的羔羊。
Our spiritual eye can see the Lamb of the Lord on the cross.
这个是传道人自己亲身的经历。
This is my personal experience.
不是听回来看一些的知识。
It's not something that I have heard or read about.
我蒙恩归主那天晚上，
The day of my conversion.
在属灵里面看到主耶稣基督。
At night, spiritually, I could see the Lord Jesus Christ.
戴上荆棘的冠冕，
He was wearing a crown of thorns.
背负沉重的十字架，
He was carrying a heavy cross.
走上各各他山上，
And walking on Mount Golgotha.
最后为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
At the end, for the sake of my sin, he was nailed to the cross.
为什么我会有这个属灵的看见呢？
Why did I have this spiritual insight?
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为圣灵首先光照我。
Because first of all, the Holy Spirit enlightened me.
看到我自己是一个何等污秽不洁罪人的本相。
So that I could see my true self as a filthy sinner.
因为有这个看见的时候，
And because of this insight,
圣灵一定引导我们看到主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The Holy Spirit surely leads us to see the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这个属灵的看见是一定发生。
This spiritual insight should surely take place.
神蒙召我侍奉主的时候，
When I received the calling to serve the Lord,
我第二次的看见主耶稣基督并他钉十字架，就在十日的培灵会里面。
Then the second time I could see the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. That was 10 days later in a revival meeting.
每一日的培灵会都有两首诗歌去唱。
Every time during the revival meeting, There were two hymns that they sang.
一首是主在十架。
One of them is the Lord on his cross.
一首是我曾舍命为你。
The second one is I have given my life for thee.
每次当我唱这首灵歌的时候呢，
Every time when I sang these spiritual hymns.
一方面我看到我自己是一个何等污秽的罪人的本相。
On the one hand, I could see my true self as a filthy sinner.
但同时我有一个属灵的看见。
At the same time, I had the spiritual insight.
主的宝血在他额上流。
The Lord's precious blood was dripping down from his forehead.
主的血从他的手，从他的身，从他的足流下。
The Lord's precious blood was dripping from his hands and feet.
藉着这些流出圣洁的宝血。
And through this precious shed blood.
洗净我一生的罪孽和过犯。
All the sins and transgressions of my life were cleansed.
所以在培灵会的第十日结束的时候呢，
Therefore, on the 10th day of the revival meeting, when it was coming to a conclusion,
我回应主的呼召。
I responded to the calling of the Lord.
将自己奉献给主。
I sacrificed myself to the Lord.
走上一条全时间侍奉主的人生道路。
I started on a journey of serving the Lord in a full-time ministry.
不是一时的感性，一时的冲动。
It was not because of an emotional reaction or because of sentiments.
乃是在属灵的心眼里面。
But in my spiritual insight.
亲眼看见十字架上的羔羊。
I could see with my own eyes the Lamb. On the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们整个的信仰人生当中，我们应该一次一次这方面属灵的看见。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, through our spiritual journey, we should have this spiritual insight time and time again.
而且当中有一个奥秘，
And also there's a mystery.
就是当我们越看到自己的罪的时候，你就越看到主。
The more that we can see our sin, the more you can see the Lord.
当你越看不到自己罪的时候，你越睇唔到主。
The less you can see your own sins, the less you can see the Lord.
呢个系一个属灵嘅奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
所以我提醒弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I remind you, brothers and sisters.
亦都鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
神一定会对你作出爱嘅呼召。
God certainly will give you a calling of love.
因为神系一个与人立约的神。
Because God is the God of covenant.
但是当我们回应的时候呢，
But when we respond,
必须肯定一件事。
We should be certain of one thing.
我曾经以属灵的心眼看见十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
I have once seen with my spiritual eyes the Lamb of God on the cross.
当然亦都可以有第二方面的看见。
And also there a second aspect of insight.
它亦都更加坚定我们的信心。
It also affirms our faith.
更加坚定耶稣基督那份牺牲救赎的大爱。
It affirms the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
可能我们会在属灵里面看见一件事情。
In our spiritual eyes, we can see one thing.
就是启示录十四章所记载的十四万四千人。
That is what is recorded in Revelation chapter 14, the 144,000.
弟兄姊妹，在锡安山有十四万四千人。
Brothers and sisters, there are 144,000 on Mount Zion.
他们站在主耶稣基督的旁边。
They are standing beside the Lord Jesus Christ.
主无论往哪里去，
No matter where the Lord goes,
他们都跟从。
They follow.
弟兄姊妹，这个是真真实实发生在整个人类的历史当中。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly what is taking place in human history.
曾经有千万的圣徒。
There are thousands upon thousands of Christian saints.
因为被基督耶稣的爱激励的时候，
Because of being compelled by the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们踏上与神立约的生命道路。
They started the journey of coming into a covenant with the Lord.
他们成为主耶稣基督贵重的器皿。
They become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这样的属灵看见的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we have such spiritual insights,
他会更加成为我们激励。
That will become our motivation.
弟兄姊妹，我们不孤单的。
Brothers and sisters, we are not lonely.
当我们回应主的爱的呼召的时候，
When we respond to the calling of love from the Lord,
原来神在万国万民当中特别拣选了一些人。
God has in all nations and within all people, He has particularly chosen some people,
成为主贵重的器皿，
to become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，传道人曾经有这样的体验。
Brothers and sisters, I have this spiritual insight before.
每一次这样的体验的时候，
Every time when I have this insight,
都给我很大的激励。
It compels me.
都给我很大的感动。
It motivates me.
在那时候我再一次的与神立约。
At that time, I come into a covenant with God again.
第一次的看见在《使徒行传》第七章。
The first insight is in Acts 7.
那个是我蒙恩归主之后第一个属灵的看见。
That was my first spiritual insight after my conversion.
当我看到司提反为主的缘故。
When I saw that Stephen for the sake of the Lord.
为真理的缘故。
And for the sake of the truth.
为爱以色列民族的缘故。
And because of his love for the nation of Israel.
他竟然被以色列民族用石头鉴三打死。
He was stoned to death by the nation of Israel.
当我看到这幅的景象的时候，
When I saw this picture,
我自己深受感动。
I was greatly moved.
我跪在神面前与神立约。
I knelt before God and entered into a covenant with him.
我愿意成为另外一个司提反。
I'm willing to be another Stephen.
我同样愿意为了主的缘故摆上我的生命。
Similarly, I am willing for the sake of the Lord to commit my life to you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到一些忠心神的仆人的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see some faithful servants of God,
不单止给我们很大的安慰，
Not only are we greatly comforted,
也都给我们很大的激励，
But they also compel us.
另外一次看见是什么时候呢？
What was my second insight?
就是在一本的属灵的刊物里面看见。
It was from a spiritual publication.
在五十年代的时候，
In the 50s,
当时正是中国战乱的时候。
At that time, there were some wars in China.
在一间神学院里面，
In theology school,
有几十个神学生。
There were dozens of theological studies students.
他们都是姊妹。
They were sisters in Christ.
他们本来有非常好的家庭背景。
They came from very good family backgrounds.
有好的事业前途。
They had good career path before them.
但他们被主的爱呼召。
But they were called by the love of the Lord.
他们放弃了人世间很多的追求。
Therefore, they abandoned a lot of pursuits in the world.
他们进入神学院去装备。
They came into the theological college to be equipped.
但在那个时候，
But at that time,
因为新疆战乱，
Because there was a war in Xinjiang,
很多人从战乱的地方逃跑出来。
Many people came out from the war zones.
当时圣灵大能的工作在几十位姊妹身上大大的彰显。
At that time, the mighty work of the Holy Spirit was greatly manifested in these sisters in Christ.
他们被呼召进入新疆战乱的地方。
They were called to go into the war zones of Xinjiang.
去传扬耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音。
To proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我永远不会忘记当他们出发的时候。
I can never forget when they were setting out.
他们手头上只有一个布的袋。
At that time, they were only carrying a bag.
布袋里面只有三样东西。
There were only three items in the bag.
一壶水，一本圣经，两套衣服。
The Bible, one jar of water, and two changes of clothes.
他们就进入新疆战乱的地方。
Then they entered into the war zones of Xinjiang.
遇到每一个逃难的人的时候呢？
Every refugee that came into their contact.
他都同他们宣讲福音。
They would proclaim the gospel to them.
弟兄姊妹，最后的结果大家都知道。
You know the result.
几十个姊妹。
These dozens of sisters in Christ.
最后只有一个仍然生存。
Only one survival.
其他几十个都在新疆战乱的地方为主殉道。
All the other were martyred.In the war zones.
弟兄姊妹，当我看到这一幅的见证的时候，
When I saw this testimony,
我同样再一次跪在主的面前。
Similarly, I knelt before the Lord.
我再一次与神立约。
Once again, I entered into a covenant with God.
主啊，我愿意跟随这班姊妹的脚中行。
Lord, I'm willing to follow the footsteps of these sisters in Christ.
在我一生的岁月里面，
All the days of my life.
如果主你的呼召来到的时候，
When your calling comes,
我同样愿意去到任何的地方。
Similarly, I'm willing to go to any place
宣扬主的福音。
To proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
不是因为我有比任何人好的地方。
It's not because I'm any better than anyone.
是因为我有这个属灵的看见。
But I have this spiritual insight.
看到144,000人当中的一群。
I can see being one of the 144,000.
我都盼望弟兄姊妹有这个属灵的看见。
I hope that all of you can have this spiritual insight.
第三个属灵的看见是什么呢？
What is the third spiritual insight?
是天上羔羊的婚宴。
The wedding of the lamb in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家蒙恩归主之后，你的眼目究竟望在地上，抑或望向天上？
Brothers and sisters, after your conversion, do your eyes look at what is on earth, or you look at the heaven?
弟兄姊妹，神为我们在天上预备了羔羊婚宴。
Brothers and sisters, God has prepared the wedding of the lamb in heaven.
为那些被神的爱的呼召 愿意与神立约作主贵重器皿的基督徒圣徒预备。
For those who are called by the love of God, the Christian saints who are willing to enter into the covenant to be instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
有一日万千的圣徒。
One day, thousands upon thousands of saints.
要在天上羔羊婚宴里面。
They will be attending the wedding of the Lamb in heaven.
与爱我们的主耶稣基督相聚。
To be with the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
这个是每一个神的儿女应该有的永恒的盼望。
This is a glorious hope that every one of God's children should have.
是我们的渴想，是我们的渴求。
This is our desire and our longing.
有一地比日中更光彩。
There's a land fairer than the sun.
世界上一切所有的人与事物都要成为过去。
Everything and everyone in this world will come to a pass one day.
我盼望弟兄姊妹有咁嘅属灵嘅睇见。
I hope all of you have this spiritual insight.
传道人好蒙恩吓。
I'm very blessed.
喺我蒙恩归主直到如今，我曾经有三次嘅看见。
After my conversion until now, I have three times of insights.
神俾我有呢个福分啊。
God gives me this blessing.
以属灵嘅眼光看到天上嘅羔羊婚宴。
To be able to see the wedding of the Lamb in heaven with spiritual eyes.
第一次。在1996年的12月在新加坡的 CBD.
The first time was in December 1996 in the CBD of Singapore.
当我愿意顺服神的呼召离开新加坡来到我们未来过的澳洲的时候。
At that time when I was willing to submit to God's calling to come to Australia, a land which I had never visited before.
我从来没忘记那天晚上神给我这个属灵的看见。
I can never forget the spiritual insight the Lord gave me that night.
第二次在2002年的12月。
The second time was December 2002.
当我同师母同样顺服神的呼召离开黄金海岸踏足墨尔本之前。
At that time, myself and my wife were willing to submit to God's calling to leave the Gold Coast and to come to Melbourne.
当我自己奉献我的大儿子成为以撒献给神的时候。
When I was willing to sacrifice my eldest son as Isaac to be offered to God.
神给我们再一次看到天上的羔羊。
God once again enabled me to see with my spiritual eyes the wedding of the Lamb in heaven.
第三次是2010年的12月。
The third time was December in 2010.
当时在纽西兰的海上面。
At that time I was on the sea in New Zealand.
永远不会忘记当日我在船的甲板上面。
I can never forget I was in the deck on the ship.
当时狂风暴浪雷电交加。
At that time it was stormy with thundering and lightning and with a storm.
我冇忘记当时我跪喺船嘅前头嘅甲板上面。
I can never forget at that time I was kneeling in the deck in the ship.
当时神说话。
At that time God spoke.
我系圣洁嘅。
I'm holy.
所以你们在一切所行嘅事上也当圣洁。
Therefore, whatever you do should be holy.
所以你牧养你教会，牧养你嘅。
Therefore, when you shepherd your church, your brothers and sisters,
成为分别为圣的圣徒,
for them to be set apart as holy.
当时我跪在甲板上与神立约。
At that time, I was kneeling at the deck and was entering into a covenant with God.
我同神讲我愿意。
I told God I'm willing.
那次是我第三次看到天上的羔羊婚宴。
It was the third time that I could see the wedding of the Lamb in heaven.
弟兄姊妹神的儿女其实真的很大很大的福分。
Brothers and sisters, how blessed are God's children?
人世间人的眼睛只能看到属物质的事情。
People in the world can only see material things with their eyes.
神的儿女却有属灵的看见。
But God's children has spiritual insight.
看见十字架的羔羊。
They can see the Lamb on the cross.
看见十四万四千人。
They can see the 144,000.
看见神给我们的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
We can see how glorious is the inheritance of God.
我亦都为弟兄姊妹祈祷。
Therefore, I pray for you, brothers and sisters.
盼望弟兄姊妹都有咁嘅属灵嘅睇见。
I hope that you can also have this spiritual insight.
未必三方面都睇到。
You may not be able to see all three aspects.
但系最基本嘅。
But fundamentally,
当弟兄姊妹回应神嘅爱嘅呼召嘅时候
，When you respond to the call of love from God,
必须曾经睇到十字架上曾经被杀。
You must first of all see the Lamb of God who was slain on the cross.
必须看到我们在神面前是何等污秽不洁软弱 无能的人。
You must see how filthy we are as sinners and how powerless we are.
以致神的呼召来到的时候，
so that when the calling of God comes,
我们真的看到我们是何等蒙爱的一群。
We can see how much we are loved by God.
我们何等蒙福的一群。
How blessed we are.
跟着在生命的29章第三组词汇就出现。
And then the third group of words in Deuteronomy chapter 29.
就是今日。
That is today.
弟兄姊妹，今日实在是非常非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, today is truly a precious reminder.
这个世界上很多人很可惜。
Very is woeful to see that many people in the world.
很多人活在明日。
Many people live in tomorrow.
明日很多的梦想。
They have a lot of dreams for tomorrow.
明日很多的幻想。
They have a lot of fantasies about tomorrow.
最后很多时候一个一个破灭。
At the end, all of them become illusions.
今日是非常非常宝贵的提醒，弟兄姊妹。
Today is a very precious reminder.
因为你和我都活在今日。
Because you and I can live in today.
明日怎样我们不知道。
We don't know about anything tomorrow.
明日我们都没有掌握的。
We don't have any control over tomorrow.
所以使徒雅各觉得很清楚。
Therefore, the Apostle James tells us very clearly.
我们活在人世间这段日子呢。
The days while we live on earth.
其实好像云雾一样。
We are like mist.
出来一段时间就消失了。
It disappears after a while.
除非主愿意。
Unless the Lord is willing.
我们才能够作这事作那事。
We can do this and do that.
但今日是神已经给了我们的恩典。
But today is the grace that God has given to us.
所以我们活在今日。
Therefore, we live in today.
把握今日神给我的恩典和机会。
We seize the opportunity and grace of today.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多后书六章就会提醒我们。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
现在就是悦纳的时候。现在就是拯救的日子。
Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor.
何时回应神爱的呼召？
When do we respond to the calling of love from God?
神的爱的呼召其实已经发出了。
God has already given his calling of love.
弟兄姊妹，其实的生命也都准备好了。
And brothers and sisters, your life is already prepared.
但我更加需要在神的真理的里面确立。我们怎样去回应神？
But we have to be affirmed through God's truth how to respond to this calling.
先认识神是一个立约的神。
First of all, we have to know that God is the God of covenants.
祂定义要与我们立约。
He has determined to make covenants with us.
但祂没有勉强我们。
But he does not want to force us.
祂仍然将这个自由意志放在我们里面。
He still gives us the free will.
祂只是愿意用基督耶稣牺牲救赎的大爱来感动我们。
He only wants to move us with the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以致我们甘心乐意义无反顾的。
So that willingly and without looking back,
去回应主的呼召。
We can respond to the calling of God.
成为主耶稣基督手中贵重的器皿。
To become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
但必须问弟兄姐妹啊。
But I must ask you, brothers and sisters.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
弟兄姐妹，我们同心祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们恳求真理的圣灵在这个时候引导我们。
Heavenly Father, we pray that the Spirit of Truth will guide us at this moment.
再一次回归到各各他山上。
Once again, return to the Mount Golgotha.
让我们的眼目离开世界。
Let our eyesight leave this world.
离开生活很多的缠累。
And turn away from the entanglements of life.
单一看见十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
And set our eyes alone on the lamb on the cross who was slain.
我们的主，我们的神，主耶稣基督。
Our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ.
主在创世以先已经拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the world, the Lord has chosen us.
引导我们。
Lead us.
建立我们。
Build us up.
造就我们。
Edify us.
为要有一天。
So that one day,
我们能够回应十字架大爱的呼召。
We can respond to the calling of the great sacrificial love on the cross.
我们愿意以我们的心灵诚实爱主。
And with truth and spirit, we are willing to love the Lord.
我们愿意与神立约。
We are willing to enter into a covenant with God.
在剩下来的人生当中。
And for the days left in our lives.
成为主耶稣基督手中贵重的 器皿。
To become instruments for the noble purposes of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在过去的日子。
In the years past.
或者你已经曾经与神立约。
Or perhaps you have entered into a covenant with God.
或者你曾经离开了主的约。
Or you have turned away from the covenant of God.
或者你从未与神立约。
Or you have never entered into a covenant with God.
但是今早上这个时刻。
But this morning, at this moment,
立约的神盼望你再一次回应他的呼召。
The God of Covenant hopes that once again we can respond to his calling.
回应主耶稣基督十字架大爱爱的呼召。
Respond to the calling of love from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是甘心乐意的。
That willingly,
义无反顾的。
Without turning back.
以我们剩下来神所赐给我们的生命。
With the life that is left that the Lord has given us.
神你赐给我们的机会。
The opportunities that the Lord gives us.
我们成为贵重的器皿。
That we become instruments for noble purposes.
我们不甘心做卑贱的器皿。
We are not willing to be instruments for ignoble purposes.
我们不甘心做木器瓦器。
We are not willing to be articles of wood and clay.
我们不甘心做不洁的器皿。
We are not willing to be instruments for ignoble purposes.
主啊，我们愿意奉献自己交在主你的恩手里。
Lord, we are willing to commit us to your hands.
有神你去建立我们。
And Lord, you build us up.
造就我们。
Edify us.
牧养我们。
Shepherd us.
成为主耶稣基督贵重器皿。
To become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个时候十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
At this time, the lamb who was slain on the cross.
愿意向在座当中每一位弟兄姊妹发出呼召。
Is willing to give this calling to every one of you.
如果在这个时候你愿意回应主的呼召。
At this time, if you are willing to respond to the calling of the Lord.
在以后的岁月，成为主耶稣基督贵重的器皿。
In the years in future, to become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
请你举起你的手。
Please raise your hands.
在这个时候，我们与神立约。
At this time, we make a covenant with God.
盼望弟兄姊妹珍惜机会。
I hope you will seize the opportunity.
神是立约的神。
God is the God of covenant.
神以十字架牺牲救赎的大爱来呼唤我们。
God calls us with his great sacrificial love on the cross.
我们需要把握现在的机会。
We have to seize the opportunity today.
因为我们是蒙恩的一群。
Because indeed we are blessed people.
我们也是蒙爱的一群。
We are being loved.
顶姐妹，我再一次作出呼召。
Once again, I give this calling.
顶姐妹，在这个时候你愿意与神立约的。
Brothers and sisters, if you are willing to enter into a covenant,
愿意奉献自己成为神手中贵重合用的器皿的。
You want to sacrifice yourself as instruments for noble purposes.
请你举起你的手。
Please raise your hands.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候我们愿意我们的心在神面前赤露敞开。
At this time, may our hearts be uncovered before God.
今日的立约。
The covenant today.
人会忘记。
Man will forget.
神永不忘记。
But God will never.
因为神永不丢弃我们。
Because God never forsake us.
神永不撇下我们。
God will never leave us.
神一定一生一世与我们同在。
Surely God will be with us all the days of on earth.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the age.
直到在天上的羔羊婚宴里面与主相聚。
Until the wedding of the Lamb in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们一同祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let us pray.
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
今朝早上是你得荣耀的日子。
This morning is the time that you are glorified.
因为你在你的儿女身上得着荣耀。
Because you get your glory through your children.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
你配得一切的荣耀。
You are worthy of all the glories.
因为你是十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
Because you are the lamb on the cross who was slain.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
更加重要的。
More importantly,
主你是爱我们到底的神。
Lord, you are the God who loves us to the end.
你没有因为我们的软弱。
In spite of our weaknesses.
你没有因为我们的失败。
In spite of our failings.
你没有因为我们的跌倒。
In spite of our falling away.
你放弃我们。
You did not forsake us.
相反，你在今朝早上。
But on the contrary, this morning.
用你的慈声呼唤我们。
With your merciful voice.You call us.
再一次在神面前立约。
Once again, enter into a covenant with God.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
保守我们。
Keep us.
在以后的岁月里面。
In the years to come.
能够持守今日与神所立嘅约。
That we can uphold this covenant that we enter into today.
永远嘅记着。
That we will forever remember.
我哋唔系普通嘅一群人。
We are not an ordinary group of people.
那系与神立约嘅基督圣徒。
But we are Christian saints who have entered into a covenant with God.
我哋系主耶稣手中贵重合用圣洁嘅器皿。
We are instruments for noble purposes suitable for the Master Jesus Christ's use.
主啊，带领呢群弟兄姊妹。
Lord, lead these brothers and sisters.
保守呢群弟兄姊妹。
Keep these brothers and sisters.
喺以后佢哋一生。岁月里面
in the years to come,
能够坚定不移的
that unswervingly,
好好的跟从主
they can follow you, Lord,
好好的侍奉主
and serve you, Lord,
成为144,000人当中的一群
to become one of the 144,000.
感谢主在今天拣选了我们
Lord, thank you that you have chosen us today,
呼召我们
and you call us,
与我们立约
and you enter into covenant with us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we give you our thanks and praises.
愿你的心得着全然的安慰和满足。
May you be satisfied and comfort.
恳求天父帮助我们。
We pray that the Heavenly Father will help us.
藉着以勒加这个网站。
Through the website of Jireh Fellowship.
将主你的呼召，将主你要所订立的约。
Spread this calling and this covenant that the Lord gives to us.
传送给普天下的基督圣徒。
To spread to every Christian in the world.
因为主你为你的名保留了7,000人不向巴力屈膝。
Because you have reserved for yourself 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal.
在万国万民当中有主你自己所拣选的圣徒。
In all nations and in all peoples, you have chosen your people.
求主帮助在世界各地所有的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you help all the brothers and sisters, every corner of the world.
当他们有机会听到这个信息的时候。
When they have the opportunity to hear this message.
有机会听到神的呼召的时候。
When they have the opportunity to hear this calling.
他们同样愿意与神立约。
Similarly, they are willing to enter into the covenant with God.
因为正如神你在生命记29章的宣告。
Because as in the proclamation of God in Deuteronomy chapter 29.
你不单止与我们在这里的人立约。
Not only are you willing to enter into a covenant with the people here?
你同样与不在这里的人立约。
Similarly, you make covenant with people not here.
求主去帮助他们。
Lord, may you help them.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We give you our thanks and praises.
我们祈祷感恩仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.